A yes vote on Prop 309 would require voters to include either their state-issued ID number or the last four digits of their Social Security number and their birthday on their mail-in ballot to prove their identity. Right now, only a signature is required.
If you're going to take advantage of mailing in your ballot, we do need to make sure you are you, just as we do for those who go to the polls.
State Senator J.D. Mesnard drafted the bill that got this on the November ballot. He says Prop 309 would also help voters feel more confident about our elections by requiring a photo ID to vote in person. Right now, voters with no photo ID can present two documents with their name and address. Those who don't have a photo ID would be able to get one for free under Prop 309.
Well, the truth is we want to make it easy to vote, and we also want to make sure it's hard to cheat.
Opponents like Alejandra Gomez with Living United for Change in Arizona, or Lucha, argue Prop 309 would create unnecessary steps.
Voters already have to turn in identification, proof of citizenship, driver's license information in order to vote.
She also has concerns about the personal information voters would have to provide on their mail-in ballot.
How is this going to be maintained securely for voters to feel the confidence to vote?
Gomez adds our election system, both in person and by mail, is well established and has already been proven to be secure. Mesnard argues the changes Prop 309 proposes are only meant to improve the integrity of our elections. Griselda Cetino, KTAR News.